Journey from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, November 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. First of all, I totally apologize for the repeat of Monday's show, which repeated yesterday morning from 9 to noon and then rebroadcasted again this morning from 6 to 9. Technical difficulties, doctor's appointments. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig wasn't able to sub in for me to finish off the show as I left with Vicky to take her to the Antrim County Courthouse. There, 11:30 yesterday, very short, direct, to the point, swearing in of Vicky as the new Antrim County clerk. We had a lot of good, close friends there. We greatly appreciate Brian Panabaker, Auto Workers for Trump, lives in Macomb County. Him and his wife, Noreen, were up staying in Traverse City. Brian got up early, came, and actually videotaped the ceremony for us. Laura Bogdan was there, one of our sponsors on the show since the beginning. Richard Frisky was there of Frisky's Farm Market. Sherry Hogan, Gary, Carla Bart, with their grandson, Cruz. Jeremy Scott, the county administrator. Very pleased to see him there. And I'm sure I'm probably forgetting somebody. But anyway, all of our friends, patriots that helped out on the campaign. Brian from Macomb County. He's a real patriot, man. I love that guy. And by the way, Brian Panabaker spoke at every rally for Donald Trump in Michigan. All, I think, except for one. He showed me the wristbands for the security check to get him up on stage with Donald Trump. Pictures with him. Great, great effort that they pulled off down in the Macomb County area. Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris in his Macomb County by over 50,000 votes. 50,000 votes in the Reagan Democrat county of Macomb. And most of it attributable to auto workers for Trump. They were on board with Donald Trump, wanting to put an end to these electric vehicle mandates and wanted to basically keep their jobs. Something Donald Trump talked about on the campaign trail every stop. So we're back to work. We're back to doing business as usual. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment into the show, please be on topic, pithy, short text message, your thoughts about the conversation this morning. And got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information. We're going to have Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, text them to me, 231-360-5140. We're going to have Ian Murphy on in the second hour, because we missed his interview yesterday. Get an update about the new location there on Old 27. And find out a little bit about when we might be able to have a party. So we're excited. We're glad you guys are part of it today. This Wednesday, November 20th, short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on Wednesdays where we have Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital on every Wednesday to answer your questions. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How did you do on opening day?
Well, how's that? As my old commander used to say, no battle plan survives first contact.
Yes, everything changes, right?
Oh, yeah. So initially I was going to go downstate, you know, and whatever. Well, we had a orthopedic emergency on Thursday that then necessitated that I fix a broken leg on Friday morning. So I actually was not in the woods. This is the first time in quite a while I was not in the woods on opening morning.
Sure.
And so I went ahead and fixed the leg, went back out, and I haven't seen a whole lot. I'm hunting up here on my property right now.
Sure.
It's just so warm. They're all moving at night. I'm watching my trail cameras. And, yeah, it's all moving at night right now. And
nocturnal movement.
Yeah, until it snows. I mean, we heard a few shots here and there. I got a couple little bucks coming in. But, yeah, just kind of relaxing a little bit and kind of figuring maybe once it gets colder for muzzleloader season, that might work better.
Got it. Well, one of the things I heard on the news, DNR reporting 60-some thousand deer taken so far since Friday, mm-hmm. but really disappointed in the numbers. 45,000 bucks and 15,000 doe.
Yeah.
And we talked about the importance of taking more does than bucks.
Yep, or taking a balanced, yeah.
At least a balanced approach. But this year, the does really need to be depopulated. Explain to the people why it's so important to shoot the does this year to help us depopulate. Now, I know I'm excluding the UP because I've heard all the horror stories up there. You guys have thinned the herd because of your wolf population. The wolves are actually depopulating the deer. You guys haven't seen a whole lot up there is kind of the feedback I'm getting from you and others. But yeah. Downstate here, man, we've got deer accidents everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, as with everything, there's never one real reason why this is happening. But as far as the buck to doe ratio, so the old school mentality was, all right, if you have, you know, if you've got 100 does, or if you've got 50 does and 50 bucks, question is, how many does get bred? The answer is 50, okay? Well, yeah. Then they say, well, if you've got 50 does and 10 bucks, how many does get bred? And they're thinking 50, because they're kind of comparing it to, you know, like the cattle, okay, like a bull, all right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that's not how that works. And honestly, the answer is going to be, the real answer is going to be, if you had 50 does and 10 bucks, how many does get bred? The answer is probably going to be 10 or 12, okay? That's just getting bred. And then how many of those actually have a fawn that actually is called recruitment, that fawn that lives, you know, they carry the term, the fawn that lives and then grows, you know, it's and it's never even, you know, if they dropped 50 fawns, 20 of them might make it to adulthood or first yearling just because of predation from bobcats and eagles and, you know, I mean, everything else, you know.
Sure.
So when you wind up with, and then each deer still eats, okay, so you have a carrying capacity of that area, let's say it's 100 deer, okay, that land can support 100 deer, that section or whatever, which people don't know that's a square mile. And so if you have 50 or 100 does on there, you don't have any room for any bucks. And you got to have a balance, you know. I mean, doesn't necessarily be 50-50, but if you were like 60-40, you know, 60% does, 40% bucks, we would be seeing more deer. We would be seeing better deer, okay? But the other thing also people have to understand is, well, people are watching TV now and they see all the hunting shows from down in Illinois and Iowa and things like that, where they have these massive racks on some of these deer. It's like, holy cow, I didn't even know how a deer could lift his head, some of them.
Right.
But the number one, there's two, well, three main factors in antler growth. One, obviously, is going to be nutrition.
Sure.
Two is going to be age, but the most important one, genetics. And okay, we don't really have, especially UP here, I don't see, at least from what I've been watching, you know, on my Facebook, you know, my Facebook pages, I'm watching some of the, you know, we're shooting some nice bucks. But some people think that we ought to have bucks like they do down in Iowa. And I'm like, unless you go down there and grab some of those bucks from Iowa and bring them up here and have them start breeding does,
yeah,
you're not going to, because we don't have those genetics up here. And then you couple it with the DNR not letting anybody bait, and so now you've got a decrease in hunter success, and you got a decrease in hunter recruitment, and I mean, it's just a whole litany of just, you know, it's like a perfect storm, you know.
Gotcha.
Just a whole litany of things that just have come down the pipe.
Yeah.
So,
well, what changes if you were in charge of it? We get a Republican governor elected in 2026, and he wants you to be an advisor to him. What changes would you implement with the DNR?
If I was king of the world.
There you go. Yes, you are. Making you king of the hunting world.
Yep. I would start increasing the amount of doe permits for the UP. And because they even cut it back even further this year. And
no, well, now, I'm being told, yeah, down here we can get up to 10 doe permits, $20 a piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which, I don't know why they're charging us 20. It used to be 5. So that's what I'd like to figure
how
that
about,
part
about,
out.
How about free?
Yeah, free be even better. so, but, because up here, I've got about, I look at my trail cams, I've got about 7 or 8 does coming in all the time, consistently, to the point I know which doe it is. Because you can,
wow,
tell they're coming in, okay, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one.
You've already named them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's backstrap. That's, oh.
Yeah, there you go.
And the only, I got 2 bucks coming in. I got a little fork horn coming in. And then I got one I can't shoot. So this is, he's a little weird 3-pointer. As people know, that we do have a permit to rehab wildlife and things like that. And we do have a buck that we did rehab and release on this property. At that time, it was my in-law's property. And he's, sure, still hanging around. So he's kind of a, he's not a pet. I mean, he comes and goes, and, you know, he's a deer, you know,
right,
but he's kind of the ones that he kind of hangs around, so we're not supposed to shoot that one, which is,
gotcha,
nice. He's, don't shoot the 3-point. But yeah, so we need to increase the amount of doe permits up here. And downstate, if you want to decrease the deer numbers, you're going to have to start letting people bait again. Okay, they,
mm-hmm,
want the baiting ban because they think the baiting ban is going to decrease the spread of CWD, which is a concern. Okay, I'm not going to downplay that. Yes, the CWD is out there. It is a concern. It's not as, of course, with everything else, they're not telling you everything, because I've done a bunch of research into this too. And so they won't let you bait because they don't want to concentrate deer, but yet they'll let you put in food plots, which does the same thing. And the prion, which is the protein, which is the CWD, which is, you know, and that's a whole thing. Prion,
yeah,
just,
chronic wasting disease.
Yeah, chronic wasting disease. It's just, that's a whole thing in and of itself. And the, if that deer goes, well, when that deer goes into that food plot, you know, the alfalfa or beets or clover, whatever you're planted,
yeah,
and then urinates on that ground, that prion actually can get absorbed into the leaf,
sure,
of that plant, which then if another deer comes along and eats it, they could get it.
There you
but
go.
Yeah, but then what they're not telling you, I mean, oh, you got me on a rant now.
Yep.
Some deer are genetically resistant to the CWD. They can't get it. And it's just, I mean, they're still trying to learn. And there's an experimental vaccine that's been out there. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of push behind it, which obviously, you know, everything. It's like, what makes an airplane fly? Money. You know, it's the same thing. What drives research? Money. You know,
right,
you got funding into this. But hunting is a multi-billion-dollar industry in Michigan. And it's something that you have to balance it. Just like we talked with Corona, you know, years ago, that you need to balance controlling the disease spread with keeping people in business. You know, if I get an outbreak of avian flu in a dairy farm, which is kind of happening now, my job is to let's get this disease stopped, get it under control, but yet you still have to keep that farmer in business. And there's ways to do that. And it's the same thing with the CWD. There's ways to keep it under control. There's ways to do that, but yet still you still need to be successful. And the number one is going to be just decreasing deer numbers. And I'm a little afraid that if we let these numbers keep growing like this, we're going to have a tuberculosis outbreak, because we still have bovine tuberculosis in some of the deer in that Alpena area.
That's, you know, still lingering on over there?
Oh, yeah. Once it's in the wildlife, it's there. You know, I mean, really, it's not anywhere it used to be. I mean, it's gotten a lot better. Okay.
Sure. But yeah, because they still do testing for those the hunters who harvest. They bring them in and they haven't checked out.
They check them out and stuff like that. And unlike CWD, tuberculosis is zoonotic, you know. So there's so many moving. It's like a chess game. I mean, there's so many moving pieces on here. But right. I'm a little concerned that if, you know, people just like, well, I'm not going to go hunt. I'm not going to shoot anything. Why should I go? You know.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question. As you go out, continuing hunting the rest of rifle through November 30th and muzzle loading, do you plan to simply target does? Are you only going to take does this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I had a big enough buck come through of course, up here, I just have a buck license. So, you know, if I had a big enough buck come through, I'd probably take them. You know, I'd probably shoot six or better. But my plan is, because like I said, my friend lives downstate, down by Nashville, and yeah. So I'm quote unquote, I'm using my air quotes here. I'm trophy hunting up here, which honestly is just nice to sit in the woods and just be quiet.
right.
You see all kinds of cool stuff. Saw a bunch of squirrels running around. Saw an owl try to grab a squirrel off my feeder. That was actually really cool.
Yeah.
Those things are quiet, and I didn't even know it was there, and all of a sudden, whew, there's this barred owl there. It was really neat. But I'm going to go downstate where, you know, I'm going to get some doe tags and go down there and maybe, you know, that's fill the freezer time down there.
Yeah. So, how many do you harvest for your freezers?
Usually two. I'll shoot. You know, I shoot for one or two, and my wife will usually get one because she hunts. Honestly, she's hunted more than I have this year.
Yep.
So, but I'm hoping. I see it's supposed to start snowing and get cold this weekend, so I'm kind of hoping.
Yes, that's gonna what change I was just going to tell you. Here. It's going to change, get colder, so good deal. Hey, got a couple quick questions.
Sure.
While the deer are out there free-ranging, obviously eating, what is the type of food they normally like the best? If somebody wanted to bait, and I don't even know what is it, two pounds now or one ridiculous amount?
I know we can still bait in the UP, and you can't have more than a certain amount. Excuse me. I use, I got corn, I got feeders that just, you know, spin, you have to spread it out too.
Okay.
Which is another thing, too. You don't want to put it in one pile anyhow. You want to spread it around where you're hunting anyhow. You know, two things. Yes, it does decrease deer from eating off the same pile, which is good. But also, it keeps them in that area longer because they have to pick around. But
you
I've got
to hunt for it.
Yeah. I go out there and I eat apples. It seems to be apples are hitting this year. The sugar beets are leaving alone. I remember this was in the UP where